Oh, she says Google is struggling. She's having a struggle.
No more struggles, Google.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Okay.
So, what would you like to do today? Is there anything, any feedback and stuff? I saw Gracie's post yesterday on engaging the Firestones and stuff. So.
That was crazy. That was probably the craziest encounter I've ever, well, not ever had. I've had some crazy ones, but it seemed a lot more vivid and a lot more, it seemed different. Maybe, the encounters before, you know, I was kind of, this was like intentional, you know, I sat down and was really intentional about, and the house was empty, you know, which is rare, and it was, I don't know, it was a little different. It seemed more vivid, more of myself being able to engage more or go more in depth. Sometimes in encounters, I just kind of am there, and I don't really ask questions, or I just think it's great, you know. And but this time I was actually seeing things before you were saying them. And so like when the lion's mouth, it opened, I went, whoa, wait, okay, wait a minute, you know, fine. Because he wasn't roaring. I've had him roar over me, and I've had him come sit down. I've felt, you know, and I felt the lion hit me and, you know, put his weight again. But this time I was like, wow, okay. And then you said, go into it. And I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute, okay. And so I went in, and that was, so every time you were saying something, I could see it happening before you said it, which was interesting.
Good.
Excellent. Yeah, I try not to read Gracie's yet because I want to go and not, you know, I'll read it after we go.
Okay. Fair enough.
Well, you know what we did? We did go in as a group, as a four, and get our scroll for and saw our mountain. That was amazing, as a group.
Yeah.
We just saw one mountain. I don't know. I know we probably have more, but we got a bunch of scrolls. So that was really, really incredible. We had not been to our mountain as a group yet, and we saw some cool stuff. And so that was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing about that one encounter is that because we went on the thrones, and I saw my name, and I was at the Ian conference, and I'd already been, he'd already renamed me, he'd already given me my name, and so I saw it on the throne, and I sat down, and you were winding up, but I was like wanting to stay there because I was getting the crown, and my whole like this whole part of my body was turning gold, and I was like, wow, I'm getting a scepter, and you're winding it up, and I couldn't come out of it to stop the what you were saying, and then all of a sudden you stepped out, and when that happened, all these scrolls came in my lap, and I went, oh, wow, am I supposed to have that? Okay, and it was just like an angel or something had just put like this ton of scrolls in my lap, and so I just scooped them up and took them out, so I haven't really gone in back and figured out what they actually are.
Okay, well, sounds good. Good, excellent. Okay, so is there anything else anyone wants to ask or anything? Any questions or anything?
I have one question.
Yeah.
And it's been perplexing for a little while. Because I'm a director of a house of prayer, and I shut us down, or well, I think we ended an era in like June 20th. We haven't been meeting or anything, and because we can't do it that way anymore. So, and I haven't quite figured out how to do that and how to meet and how. And so the question is about prayer because, you know, Jesus says my house will be a house of prayer. And I found myself saying to somebody the other day, well, those people praying isn't working. And I just felt it funny that somebody who's the director of a house of prayer said prayer's not working. And so I just thought, that's so weird. I'm finding that I'm not praying and I'm doing things differently and getting a lot more accomplished. So I was wondering where all that fit. And and I know we've switched and changed things. And so anyway, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I think a lot of things aren't working that used to work because we're being called to transition into something new. And so, I mean, I've in terms of what you would traditionally call prayer, I never do any of that, to be honest, because why do I sort of pray and ask God to do something that he's told me to do? I don't need to do that. I can go and talk to him face to face. So for me, prayer is just communicating with God in a personal or intimate relationship. I don't do something called prayer. It's just how I live. So I just engage God and live in communication with him all the time. And so one of our spirit gates is prayer as a prayer gate. It's just a constant flow of communication between him and me. So from a perspective of having a prayer meeting to do something, it would be, well, why don't we just go and step in around his presence and engage him, you know, rather than everybody pray and sort of hope he's listening to us. Let's go and talk to him so we're sure he's listening to us. So I would replace all that by going around his presence around the ark and actually looking into his presence and seeing what he's doing and saying and step into that and then administer out of it. So I totally understand, you know, you get wrecked for anything else once you start engaging in the kingdom protocols, because you know, I think a lot of understanding about prayer has been about warfare, and Jesus never described prayer as warfare. You know, he described it much more in terms of the judicial process, coming to a judge and getting a judicial hearing from the judge. So I think the God has a way of moving us to one place by getting us to go to another place first. And so in the 80s, 90s, I think there was a lot of revelation about spiritual warfare and spiritual mapping and things like that, which was great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It highlighted the fact that there's a spiritual realm that we need to deal with. And sometimes we need to undo the things that have been done in the natural realm to help us engage that spiritual realm. So, you know, from that perspective, nothing wrong. It's just a lot of the things that people were doing were things that I think were given as revelation to a particular place, and then it got formularized, and then everyone tried to copy it and do the same thing. And then it just lost its impetus. And so God has got us to the place where we're aware of the spiritual realms and the spiritual dynamics. Now he's opened up heaven so we can go and deal with them. Whereas a lot of prayer and dealing with things previously was from this realm, looking to engage what was in the atmosphere of the earth, which was blocking us engaging in the realms of heaven, because we thought we had to go through one to get to the other. Rather than, no, we just go straight into the realm above that and administer out of it, and then release angels to minister into that realm of the atmosphere of the earth, rather than us trying to bind something or loose something or shout at it, or which, you know, actually doesn't work. And now it certainly doesn't work, because now we've got fresh revelation. God is removing even what grace there was enable to do things that way to enable us to engage in something new and fresh. And so, you know, we just don't have prayer meetings or anything like that. We have a prayer room where people can come and engage with God, but what we're looking for them to do is actually to engage with God and then share what revelation that they've received from engaging with God. And, you know, as you say, looking to help people engage on their mountains so that they can rule and establish the kingdom through them and through the spheres that they're called to minister to. So, you know, I just see God just gets us to get somewhere in a roundabout way sometimes. because there would have been not much grid 20 or 30 years ago for going into heaven. You know, you had the odd book or the odd testimony of someone who'd been into heaven, usually when they died or almost died, rather than by desire stepping into it, because we have a right to step into it. So I think once that revelation is now open, then we have a grid and a reference point for what God wants to show us. You know, it would have been very little point him giving us revelation of courts and protocols of the kingdom if we couldn't go there and experience them. And so I think along with the revelation now has come the experience we can use. So in terms of houses and prayer and things like that, I think the way in which they will ultimately, if they're willing to embrace this new stuff, and a lot of ministries aren't, unfortunately, they're still holding on to the old, and they're still looking to try and do things old way because they're comfortable and familiar, you know. And a lot of ministries have built big businesses around what they're doing, and to actually come out and say, well, actually, we're moving on now, and we've got to stop doing everything we were doing and do something new, is a big challenge, you know. And there are a lot of ministers, I think, who are facing the call to come into the promised land and leave behind the old ways. And some of them are really challenged to do it. And some of them, I believe, will end up like Moses, not entering into the promises, even though they worked amazing miracles and amazing things. Now God's calling us to a higher level of authority in sonship and maturity, you know, so that we can administer things rather than Moses doing it all for us, rather than the prophet doing it all for us or the apostle doing it all for us. No, we have access ourselves to engage in the realm of heaven. We just need to encourage those people who may be struggling to embrace new things to step into it. And the more testimonies we can give of the effectiveness of administering the kingdom that way, you know, I think the easier it will be for people to follow that. But those who don't, we just have to bless them and move on. You know, we can't wait for people ultimately to catch up. They just have to catch up, you know. But the more people who are forerunners, the easier it is for other people to follow and catch up. You know, when the cloud of, you know, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire moved, people had to move, you know, and we have to move with it. And I think this is what God's doing. He's moving and he's looking for those who are following. And as we follow, you know, we get to do lots of fun stuff. You know, sometimes it costs a bit to break through and to push through, and we have to be those that make breakthroughs for others. But we find new things and new experiences and new places, so it's well worth it, I think. So,
in a normal house of prayer, we're always a lot of times on the floor and doing things after 1 Corinthians 14:26, where everybody comes and shares, and so we've never really been, you know, your house of prayer like everybody else. We've done things a little differently just from the start, and I've tried to get rid of it, I've tried to give it away, and the Lord won't let me, and he actually renamed it the House of Joy at when I was at the Ian Conference, and I've tried to drop it, I've tried to, you know, I don't want to do that anymore, and I just waiting, because I'm not quite sure how we're supposed to be, you know, what the next level in the university class of the Holy Spirit, how it's supposed to look like yet, so we're just going to wait.
Yeah. Well, I think really what the next step really is about doing everything from a mandate. You know, being given judicial authority to deliver things and outwork the kingdom from heaven to earth. Mm. I think that's really the key. Rather than we pray and we're asking God to do something, we go and we see what he wants to do, we get a mandate from him to do it, and then we do it. And we have the authority to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really the major difference, really, I think, is very much about we go and we see what he's doing, and then that gives us an authority and a mandate to then engage angels, engage judicial protocols to do those things once we have a mandate established. And there are lots of, obviously, general mandates that we have from the Word of God, but there's no reason why we can't get specific mandates for every day, for every region, for every area, you know, every city. We can get a mandate. And once we have a mandate, we then have confidence to outwork that with the authority that comes with it. Because essentially, it's really a governing document that says you can do this because God says it. And then we can then enforce that because we have authority, because it's backed up by heaven and the will and purpose of God. So I think that's really the key in everything. And that's what I would encourage everything, every church, every ministry, everyone, to actually go and get specific mandates that give you God's direction and vision and purpose rather than what we would like to do or what we think we could do. Actually, let's go and find out exactly what God wants us to do. And then we can outwork that. You know, I think that to me would be the next step of that, really. You know, which means not doing a whole load of things that we used to do before.
Yeah.
You know, it just means doing things differently. Yeah. But yeah, it's good. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've gone and had mandates made, like scrolls made, but I actually haven't. I don't really know how to get an actual mandate. It's like, I know we've been to the courts of the kings and had mandates made up or scrolls, but like, how do you know you're getting something specific? Like, when you go, do you just hear it or you see it on the scroll, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I basically, my daily sort of protocol in it is to go around the ark, to engage the name of God, to then begin to look into what he's doing on a daily basis, open up my heart so that my heart gets aligned with the desires of his heart for my day. And I would sometimes take specific things that I know I'm doing that day into that place and begin to see out of his perspective for that, maybe a person or maybe a hangout that I've got to do. I want to go and look at his perspective and look out of either the eyes of the lion or the eagle or the ox or the man, just to begin to see the perspective of heaven from being in him. And I expect that my heart is open to receive any specific mandate that I need. I don't generally look to see a scroll. I'm looking for an alignment of my heart to resonate with the will of God. And so it's much more the thoughts of God that he tells me what he's doing that I receive. Now, some people do seem, you know, I'm not saying I'm not having a visual encounter, but most of what I'm doing is beginning to look out and to see from that perspective and to engage from that perspective. So I do that every day for everything, you know, and that makes everything I do that much more easy, because I then would take that mandate. Let's say it's a mandate to open up heaven, let's say over this group today, and open up a particular realm of heaven, then I would go onto my mountain and I would release the angels to open up heaven over people. I would call things into being, as call a pathway of engagement into being. I begin to administer what I've received as a specific direction for me to do in that day. So I'm sending out angels to prepare the way. I'm just administering from heaven. And then when I walk into it, I'm expecting the resources of heaven, the favor of God, the blessings of God, everything I need to be available and flowing, because with a mandate comes the resources to deliver it. You know, so then I'm therefore expecting, because God has said this is what he wants to do, I'm expecting that to take place, you know. So it's really, it is about going to him and looking into his will, in a sense, standing as the covering cherub to look into the manifest presence of God, and then around the name of God and the four faces of God that begin to manifest their presence, his presence around the ark, then I can then step into it, and that really starts to engage myself with it. I engage with it, and I begin to come into alignment. It's like a frequency that gets released. Sometimes that comes as light, sometimes sound, sometimes fragrance. Sometimes it's just, there is a frequency that we begin to resonate with, and our whole spirit and soul starts to come into alignment. And then it's everything seems easy from there, because you just flow out of that which you've received. And particularly, you know, when the desires of your heart become aligned, you get drawn towards whatever it is that God's wanting anyway. And then it's really easy to sacrifice for that. It's really easy to prioritize those things above anything else, because you know that's the will of God. So, you know, to me, it's just a daily lifestyle that I want to see what the Father's doing, then I want to cooperate with him, and then I want to be a channel of him coming through me to do that in this realm out of heaven. You know, and sometimes I get to do heavenly things and that's enough. But a lot of times then I need to actually outwork the earthly things that have come as a result of the kingdom being facilitated there so that it can be manifested here. So I get to do some of the as it is in heaven, so that as it is in heaven can come around me, through me, as I'm sort of out walking here and doing things. You know, so I totally expect God to do his stuff. If I seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, then I'm totally expecting he's going to do all the stuff that I can just leave to him. I don't need to be concerned with a whole lot of practical things, because I just trust that he's going to work that out. I just need to make sure I'm seeking first the kingdom and doing the things he wants. You know, so that's basically the key of how it works for me anyway. So, yeah.
That's good. Thank you so much, Mike. That helps. Okay. Because sometimes I'm going and I'm looking, I'm like, I'm not seeing anything on the scroll or the mandate. So that makes sense to look in and see what his heart is, and to, you know, just to kind of use all the senses.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of it is, it's just my heart begins to connect with it. You know, I just know things.
Yeah.
I've drawn near. So I just know that I know certain things, because my spirit is communicating the things which are on the heart of God to me. And some of it is very much just knowing. Some of it, yeah, sometimes he says some very specific things, you know, which is great. But most of the time, I really just know. And when I go to my throne, I mean, I journal everything. So the things that I feel, I just write down. So if I feel I'm hearing something or feeling something, sensing something, I'll just write it down anyway. And then I'll just take that to my mountain, and then I'll begin to release that for my spirit. So my spirit will, again, direct what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do, you know, what I need to declare, what I need to agree, what I need to assign. My spirit just directs me. It's not a lot of my mind trying to work it out. I don't try and use my rational thinking about things. I just flow. Because I think if I try and analyze something, then I can try and interpret from my previous knowledge or previous experience something to do in this situation, whereas I want to flow in the revelation that comes from the heart of God. So I don't really engage too much sort of reason in that sense. I'm much more looking for revelation to flow, which will just lead me and guide me along the way. You know, and sometimes I start find myself saying things, decreeing things, praying things out, or calling things that be not, that I've not thought about at all ever. But they just flow out of my spirit because it's connected and one spirit with him. Because literally, when I'm coming around the arc of his presence and I'm stepping into his name, I'm becoming one with him. I'm being joined to him. So I'm resonating and aligned with him. Then everything flows out of that alignment because I'm now one spirit. It's not like it's me and the Holy Spirit. It's like it's just, we just operate together and there's this flow, you know. And you don't have to think about, well, was that the Holy Spirit telling me? Was that my spirit? It just flows. And I think that's the key, is to allow that flow to take place. you know, so, yeah.
Love that. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Well, I thought it was funny how you even talked about that, because I wasn't going to share this, but I'm just finding more and more everywhere I go, the Lord is showing me what he wants me to agree with. I mean, I was just waiting for my husband and literally saw across this bank, and it was the weirdest thing. It was just like I could see the prayers of all the people in this bank that were wanting to affect this one person, and so I just began agreeing with that. I didn't really know what I was doing other than just agreeing and proclaiming, and then I could see like the spiritual realm change in that whole building. And I just had faith, you know, because I've been practicing what you said, to go to the faces of God and engage, because it's like you react and work in a different authority depending on the face. And it's just been interesting, because it's like my faith has been building, because I know that I'm in him and I'm just activating. And usually before it was like, well, why do you need me, Lord? And it's because of our mandate.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it should really affect everything like that. And the more we then begin to see in the atmosphere, you will then begin to be more sensitive to the things that are going on around that atmosphere, be sensitive to what the angels are already doing, some of the things that are already taking place, because we're just one part of the puzzle. You know, as you say, there may be generations of prayer that have gone into a particular situation, and you know, we just get to come out of all that was done before. We receive it as a heritage, if you like, and then we can just administer it. And I think Jesus talked about, you know, about you know, reaping where you've not sown. You know, and so there's lots of times we can reap things because other people have done all the groundwork. We just get to come in and seal the deal and now begin to administer that, because we have a sort of a residue or a deposit of faith and a deposit of prayer and ministry in the past that then we can just use, and that enables us to be effectively flowing out of that stuff, really. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of things around that. So, yeah. Okay. So do you guys want to engage with the Firestones or the and the Judgment Seat, or just one of them, both of them? Okay.
Wherever you want to take us, Mike, we're ready.
Okay. The Judgment Seat and the Firestones, both.
Okay, okay. All right, well, it would be good. I mean, it is a quite a long, you know, depending on what we do, you know, I've taken some, you know, I took some people here last week for the first time, you know, and we went for like 2 hours because it was a face-to-face thing, and we just went. But we haven't really got that sort of time. So I think, you know, just engage with what you can engage with. If you want to stay there in one of those places, if you feel that I'm not ready to move on yet, that's okay. Because you can always go back over it, and you can always, you know, you can always take a step. And, you know, some of the previous ones I've done, they'll all be slightly different because they're just going with whatever the flow of the Spirit's doing at the time. Okay, so let's and just encourage you again just to close your eyes and just look to engage the open heaven that's over us. And we just step into that open heaven. We step into the doorway. We see Jesus. Jesus takes us by the hand as a guide. He's just going to lead us in that journey. So Jesus, we just pray right now and ask that you would take us through the veils quickly and just bring us around the arc of the presence of God. And we just step around the presence of God, focused on the name of God, to receive that mandate now to come before you today. So just engage with the name of God, open up your heart, present yourself as a sacrifice before God. Allow your heart to come into alignment and agreement and to receive the mandate for the judgment seat and the fire stones today. Let's just step into him, step into his presence, as your life is hidden in him. Now just let Jesus again just take you by the hand. He's going to take us through the gateway into the mountain of God, into the city of Zion. So he takes us through that gateway, just brings us before the throne of grace. So we stand before the throne of grace, so we receive grace and mercy as God brings us to that place of intimacy where there's no fear, no guilt, no shame, no condemnation. That we stand clothed in righteousness before him with our mandate to come and bring our scroll before the judgment of God. Just sense his pleasure, sense his joy, that your willingness to engage before him. Now there, before the lion, is the Lamb of God. And we can place our hands on the lion's, on the Lamb's head, and just sense all sin is forgiven and cleansed. Everything has been transferred onto Jesus on the cross, that we come free, forgiven. Now the spirit of the fear of the Lord gives you your scroll sealed front and back. And you can walk into the lion's mouth, walk into the darkness, walk into and come before his presence, the fire of the consuming fire, of the pillar of fire, with his eyes burning and blazing with fire. No need to fear. Just unveil your heart before him. Worthy is the Lion of the tribe of Judah to unlock the seals, to open the seals of your scroll. As you stand before him, your heart engaged, just stand before the fire of his presence. And as your scroll is unveiled, you see the gold, the silver, and the precious stones, the memories of those special times when you engaged in obedience, where you said yes to him, recorded on your scroll, shining, containing the pleasure of God. Just feel his pleasure. Sense his pleasure. And as you stand, unveiled on your scroll, the wood, hay, and the stubble. Every time you did something in your own strength to meet your own need, out of an unresolved hurt, an unmet need, every time you did something, just allow the fire of his presence to come around you. Be surrounded, your heart purified, refined as his fire just consumes the wood, hay, and stubble. Just let the memories of any of those things come to you as you stand before him, surrounded by the fire of his presence. Feel the purified, refined scroll of your life. Feel your heart purified and refined. Just feel the greater sense of capacity you have to embrace the will and purpose of God for you, to embrace your destiny and see many more memories of gold, silver, and precious stones in the future. Now just turn the scroll. A lion is worthy to unloose the seals on your scroll. Again, gold, silver, and precious stones. Of those times when you took the opportunities that were available to you, when you sensed God's purpose, when you stepped out in faith, when you took risks, when you went with your gut instinct and your intuition flowing out of the life of God, gold, silver, precious stones, the memories of those things. Sense again the pleasure of God. Now again, just allow the memories of the wood, hay, and stubble. Every time you missed an opportunity, you turned down an opportunity, every regret that you may have, just let your emotions sense those things with memories or feelings or impressions. And let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God, fire coming out from these eyes, consume the wood, hay, and stubble. No longer any regrets, no guilt, no shame, no condemnation. A pure heart who can see God. Just feel the cleansing and the purification. Just feel how great of an expansion that you have within you, greater capability to engage the will and purpose of God. Purified, refined in fire, pure gold. As you just back out from that place, just back out and come before the lion of his presence, just feel the freedom, feel the expansion within you for more. Just sense the freedom. As you look into the lion's eyes, love, acceptance. Now just allow Jesus to take you. By the hand and take you to the river of fire, cascading down from the throne of God. Before you, there are the fire stones. You have no fear of the fire flowing from his throne. You can step onto the first stone. You may be able to sense or feel or see it swirling, containing living material, the character and nature of God, as the fruit of his spirit, as the 9 steps of ascension, of transformation into the image of God. And you step on the first step, you become one, joined, connected to love. Just let love flow through your innermost being. Again, surrounded as love swirls around you and in you, touching every atom, every string, every vibrating part of you, love. Feel the love. You are love. You become love. You receive love. Just embrace it. And as you stand in the character of the DNA of God and the strand of the Father's DNA, love that flows from his heart, just let it engage your DNA, let it encode you with revelation that the color of the stone be absorbed, the light and the revelation that it contains be absorbed by your spirit, and every part of you. And each stone also has revelation of the kingdom protocol, of the ways of God. And just let the law of God be imparted to your spirit. The revelation of the law of God, the law of love, be imparted. Encoded within your spirit. Now just take a step onto the next step. The riser between each step swirls with grace and faith. As you take a step of faith, the divine ability of God, the grace of God encounters you, prepares you to receive. As you step on the step of joy, just let joy flow through your very being. You become joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Your joy just begins to bubble up, overflow, a revelation of joy within each atom, particle, fiber of your being, connected to joy. That the revelation of the DNA of God's joy impart to your DNA and the strand of light a revelation of true joy, of what true joy means, and how you can experience and live from true joy. Now let revelation of the testimonies of God be imparted to your spirit. The deep things of God, calling to the deep things of your spirit, of his testimonies, of his kingdom, the testimony of who you were before you are, of your spirit from the heart of God in eternity. Imparted a revelation of your destiny, the testimony and the vast sum of the thoughts that God has about you, for you. Just let them engage you. The testimonies of how God created, sustains his kingdom. Now let us take a step of faith onto the step of peace. Again, another strand of the Father's DNA. Love, joy, and peace. Let peace flow through you. You become peace, whole, complete, completely joined to him. At one with him, oneness hidden within him, at complete peace with who you are, the revelation of your identity as his child that came from eternity, completely at home in him, consumed and absorbed. The light and revelation of peace, the fragrance of peace, sense it, feel it, smell it. Let it resonate within you. And let revelation of his ways, the ways of God, his eternal ways, his kingdom ways, so that his ways become your ways. You walk in his ways, the ancient paths of ancient knowledge, of ancient wisdom, the ways of God. Let them be imparted, encoded within your spirit, within your strand of light DNA, encoded with the ways of God. Now take a step of faith and engage in the three stones now of Jesus' DNA. The first being patience, let the heart of patience just flow through you. Receive endurance, perseverance, strength for the journey. As Jesus set his face as flint before Jerusalem, as he set his heart's desires, just let your heart's desire receive that strength, the endurance, the persistence, the perseverance. Receive it, become one with it. Let the color and the frequency be absorbed. And let your spirit receive the precepts of God. God's precepts, his principles of rule. Let your spirit receive them. Let your DNA be encoded with them. As you receive revelation of the protocols and precepts of the kingdom, which will order your steps, which will guide and direct the administration of the kingdom around your lives. Just feel it, sense it. Take a step of faith and step onto the step of kindness, the firestone with the revelation of the knowledge of God. It's the kindness of God that draws you to him, that draws people to repentance. The revelation of the life of Jesus, the kindness that he demonstrated, that he lived. Just feel it, sense it, applied to you now. His kindness to you. And as you receive and absorb that color and frequency and fragrance of kindness, your whole life flows with kindness towards others. As you stand, you receive that kingdom revelation of the statutes of God. Those things that have been decreed and declared and become statutes that give you authority to operate within your scroll and your mandate. Just receive them in your spirit, encoded within the light and the revelation that you contain, the statutes of God. And just take another step of faith, to step on the firestone of goodness. Just feel the goodness of God. Engage all of you, body, soul, spirit, the goodness of God. Absorb it. Receive revelation of that DNA of Jesus, his goodness. That goodness that caused him to lay down his life for his friends. Just sense his goodness, his willingness to stand in your place. Just receive that revelation deep within you. Just receive the revelation of the commandments of God. Those commandments made before the foundation of the world. Those commandments that contain God's goodness. That would draw us into intimacy. No fear. The goodness of God. With the commandments of God, containing love at its heart and nature. Just let your spirit absorb the light and the revelation of God's commandments. You receive the fullness of the DNA of Jesus. Just take a step of faith and engage the firestone of faithfulness of the DNA of the Spirit. His faithfulness, the faithfulness of God, that you stand connected, joined with faithfulness, that it inspires you to be faithful with little, that he will entrust you with much, that you will live faithful to him. Let the revelation of true faithfulness, what it is to receive and be faithful, be imparted to your DNA, to your spirit. Now let the revelation of the kingdom judgments of God be imparted to the encoded in the DNA of your spirit, the light encoding of God's judgments, the revelation of how you can judge in righteousness and justice, how you can pronounce the judgments of God, how you can judge with a pure heart. Just receive that revelation. of how you live towards others. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, whose DNA you receive, Him who was alongside you, with you, within you. Take a step of faith onto the firestone of gentleness and allow that spirit of gentleness being yoked to Him, that your heart's learning from Him, who is gentle and humble in heart, the revelation of who you are, the strength that you have in your identity in God, totally surrendered. Surrender yourself afresh to the fire of His presence, the fire of His presence. Let it touch your heart deeply. Totally surrendered to His will and His purpose. Gentle, strong as a stallion, yet surrendered to the control of the Spirit that would guide and direct your steps. Gentleness, the fire of His presence around you. Just feel these ordinances, the revelation of how He assigns, directs, commissions, the revelation come to you, that in humility you administer the kingdom, the ordinances of God, the armies of God, the angels of God, your authority to assign, the resources of God, your access to the treasury room of God, His ordinances and the revelation of the 12 houses and the 12 chancellors, of your access to them, let that revelation be imparted to you. Now take a step of faith onto the firestone of self-control. Your spirit totally surrendered in oneness and union to God. Your soul and body coming into alignment. Just feel everything surrendered at one whole. Self totally controlled by your destiny, that which is written about you, that which was agreed before the foundation of the world. Totally abandoned. You hold no control over your own life. Surrendered deeper and deeper and deeper into the depths of God. And just feel His wonders, His creative wonders. The wonders of the galaxy that are contained within the cells of your being, the creative wonders, the energy of His creative voice. Just sense revelation within your spirit, within your DNA. of your creative power to engage the wonders of God, to engage beyond the realm of heaven into perfection and eternity. Just sense yourself within eternity, within the very heart of God. Just take a step and step up before the throne. Where the river of fire flows. As you come, as you bow before that throne in humility, but in revelation of who you are. Just sense him crowning you with glory and honor, crowning you with the 12 jewels within your crown of the 9 fire stones and the revelation and the 3 stones representing you, your body, soul, and spirit, bringing fullness of government to be seated with him on your throne in heavenly places. Now just look to your left and see the thrones that are going from his throne. Now just let Jesus take you by the hand and lead you to your throne with your name, that name which was written upon the white stone that was given to you, that name that only is for you. See your throne and your name and sit. Receive that which you need to rule. See from the perspective of heaven, from your throne. Sense the investiture with power and authority, with fresh vision and perspective to see from the 12 stones that you now have absorbed and which you now can release and shine. Just let the authority that you carry, and your throne is next to his throne. His hand, his right hand, takes your left hand, and just sense the authority and power that flows as you carry the scepter of authority in your right hand to rule, to open the everlasting doors, to administer the kingdom, seated with him in heavenly places, to access every spiritual blessing flowing from the fruit of the Spirit as you are transformed into the image of him. Connected to your destiny, the revelation of the protocols of the kingdom, that you express the fruit of the nature of the character of the DNA of the Father, Son, and the Spirit. To administer the kingdom. Now just begin to step back through the veils, bringing with you that revelation that will align the desires of your heart and your life and your thinking and your words and your feelings. As you step back into this realm. Okay. Well, we'll just leave it there and encourage you, you can go back there. Your spirit will have contained more than your mind will enable you to rationally think about, but it will begin to direct and flow out of you. You know, and as you continue to engage it, you'll find yourself in alignment more and more with his kingdom purposes. As you walk and observe and meditate around those things as they become a delight in the desires of your heart, you'll find the protocols of the kingdom will begin to flow out of you much more.